Hello and welcome back to the It Cast. Still can't get that right. I don't know what it is. I think it's the sh, and then you got to put the it there. But yeah, it's Sunday. Well, for Sunday for me, I might get this up later today. I'm not too sure. I just kind of had on a whim, decided I got some energy, even though I sound like I don't. I guess because I haven't been talking yet this morning. Just wrapped up watching the Formula One race. They raced in Hungary today for the Hungarian Grand Prix. And that was what actually kind of fired me up to do a podcast, to get an episode up. I wanted my next one to also have a guest as well. But just, you know, scheduling and, you know, little things here and there. Yeah, what got me fired up about it was I was sitting there thinking at the end when this was all going down. If you don't watch Formula One, it's a racing, it's a racing series. Think of Indy cars, but, you know, a little bit more on steroids and whatnot. Yeah, I just got watching that and I was thinking of the rise and fall of, you know, being liked, and it figures my I got like a thing in the back of my throat, you know, where it makes you want to cough, so that sucks. So I'll have to be cutting that stuff out. But I was watching it, and Lewis Hamilton won. Lewis Hamilton is he's won some championships, you know, last season I believe he won, and I think he's won 3 or 4 altogether. I do apologize if he's probably done more than that. He might have been. I can't remember. I mean, I'm supposed to be a big F1 fan. I am a big F1 fan. It's just, being in America, you don't really have access to that kind of thing unless you really seek it out. And I'm one of those people that I'm even surprised I've gotten to watch just about every race this season. Probably watch my final race today because I stream it through a one of them streaming sites, not illegally, and I canceled on that because I got tired of paying the money for the fact that I wasn't really watching it, and I just need to save a little bit. So I was like, you know, let's just go ahead and get rid of this. I picked up another bill, unfortunately, when it came to having the dental work done. You had to put some of that on a card because I just didn't have all that money up front. Life is tough, folks. Being, you know, working does not pay off. It pays, but it doesn't pay off. So, yeah, I was watching that and just kind of mad about how people treat these guys. And what I mean by that is Lewis Hamilton, when he came onto the scene in the F1 a few years ago, you know, everybody's kind of liked him. He was a very humble, blah, blah, blah. He still is. And it was kind of like he was what people wanted. People loved him. And, you know, it didn't really see too many people talking trash. But now that he's won a few championships and he's kind of been at the forefront of the F1 thing the past few years, it's kind of like it's the cool thing to hate. And I can't stand that shit, dude. That just gets on my fucking nerves when people, you know, because they are tired of seeing the success, they, you know, start to diss and hate that person or team. And it's just ridiculous, dude. It's like, yeah, I'm not a big Sebastian Vettel person. I don't hate anybody on, I guess you would say, the roster of the F1 thing. I learned not to hate the driver itself, unless they give you good reason. There's a couple of NASCAR guys, one in particular that I can't even think of his name right now, that he's just got a bad attitude and is like straight up just a douchebag to begin with. But a lot of these guys are just, you know, dudes, and they end up in good spots where they, you know, end up winning. I mean, look at Jimmy Johnson. He was, you know, winning it all, and people were so tired of Jimmy Johnson. But like Sebastian Vettel, he was one of those. I didn't like him. He seemed to have an arrogance about him when he first came on. For me, as I looked at it, so I was kind of like, I don't hate you, but, you know, I'm not rooting for you. Good for you if you'd have something. But then he had those, like, 4 years straight where he was racing with Red Bull, winning, and 4 years in a row won the championship, and it was kind of like, I was so over Vettel. I like him a little bit more now. I guess it might be with age as well as, you know, the reason why I'm talking about this is because, I've aged a little bit, so I've kind of matured, and I kind of gone on to see. But yeah, I never really truly hate any racer, like I said, unless it's a really good reason, because the last time I did was years ago, and I said some bad words, not bad words, but, well, yeah, I said something bad when I heard about a certain accident and found out They died. So it was kind of like, you know, I'm not going to be that type of person anymore because, you know, you just never know when that's going to happen in motorsport or any sport, really. Yeah, so, like, just kind of, I just don't get it, man. Like, they had a poll up at the end of every, you know, towards the end of every race, you can vote, you know, text or whatever you do, go to Twitter or something, and you can vote for the driver to race. And Hamilton came in, you know, Hamilton started third place, got past his teammate on the start within the first couple corners or first corner or something, which allowed Verstappen, Max Verstappen, who was on pole, to get a little bit of a lead. And so Hamilton had to chase him down and made one really good run in the middle of the race and kind of fell off, couldn't really give him any more. And then they pitted Hamilton again, which was a big gamble, I guess. Not a huge gamble because if he was going to come out where he went in, he had such a first and second place was such a big gap that he could afford to come in for a pit stop and not lose a place. But the gamble was he would have to make up 20 seconds, which is a lot in a race. 20 seconds to catch Verstappen again before the end of the race. He ended up catching him with five laps to go and getting around him easily because by that point, Verstappen's tires were completely trashed and couldn't really do anything to fend off Hamilton at that point because he had fresher tires and a drive. And Hamilton came home and won the race. And I'm thinking, that's the driver of the race right there. Starting third in a series where it's not known for a whole lot of passing to begin with because just the way the tracks are in these cars, it's not like, you know, NASCAR, you can kind of bump around and stuff. You bump around with these cars, you're cutting down a tire or you're losing a valuable piece of wing or something that's going to give you the downforce that you need. Like, every piece of this car is like, you know, you need every piece almost. Not true in some cases, but like, you know, all, you know, just you can't bump around. You can't hit people and smack and do that kind of thing. And, you know, so for me, that was driver of the race. But then it said that, you know, Verstappen, which, I mean, I'm not against Verstappen. I like Verstappen. He's one of my, I guess you'd say, favorite drivers right now. And he's racing for Red Bull. And, you know, he's been doing good. And that team's done a lot this season to get themselves up there. And this has been a heck of a season, too, when it comes to races. I think the last three or four races have been right up there with, you know, actual action. A lot of, you know, for the past few years, F1 has been boring because, like I said, there's not a whole lot of passing. A lot of it comes down to pit strategy and, you know, maybe one or two turns where you can get around somebody. So it's been, you know, it takes a certain type to watch this series. And, you know, I've enjoyed it for the past 10 years. I've always liked F1 since I can remember, but never really had the means to really watch it on a regular basis until, like, 2007 or 8. And, yes, well, actually, before that, 2005 and 6 and stuff, when Fernando Alonso and the great Michael Schumacher were battling it out. And believe it or not, I didn't care for Schumacher. And then he left F1, retired, and I really missed him. I was like, man, it's just not the same with Schumacher. And then Schumacher came back. I was very happy when he came back. And, of course, then, if you're an F1 fan, you know Michael had a skiing accident and has basically disappeared from the public eye since then. It was a while ago. There's been rumors that he's actually been dead for a while. That's what I've heard, but of course there's always a little bit of news, little itty bitty bits of news that trickles out that, you know, he's just, you know, I can't remember if he went a coma type deal and was in a coma. I believe he was for quite a while. I do apologize because when this happened, I'm sure it was big. Like, I heard about it, but it was between, like, the times where I couldn't really keep up with the times type deal. So I wasn't exactly sure. I heard about it, but I didn't know exactly the extent of it. But I think he was, like, you know, in a coma for a long time, and then they finally came out. But then, you know, since then, like, the family and stuff has just decided not to be in the media's eye type deal, wants their privacy, which is completely fine. I think, you know, it is owed that much. So there's not a whole lot of info as to, you know, what happened there. But, yeah, I'm just over people hating on these guys because they're succeeding. Like, now all of a sudden, yes, Hamilton, as he's gotten older, he has changed. He doesn't seem as humble. He's a little bit more out there, you know. He's enjoying himself, and he's putting himself out there, and he's doing these things. And people hate it because, you know, he's changed a little bit. But he's still that same guy that I think if you were to go somewhere and you see him, he's the type of guy that would... You know, he's not going to, like, just totally, nah, get away from me. I mean, there's a point where everybody gets like that, you know, so, but people are acting like this guy, not everybody, I'm not saying everybody, but there's a lot of people that are just like, I'm so sick of his crap, he puts himself ahead of everybody. Well, don't we all try to put ourselves ahead of, or not try to put ourselves ahead of people, but try to put ourselves, you know, we deserve what we can get. And, you know, you have the means to get it, and then you're going to get it. And it's just, I just hate the attitude people get because look at the New England Patriots. If you don't like the Patriots, you hate them, basically, is what it is. And maybe you're a little indifferent. There's a few percentage out there, small percentage that are indifferent. But for the most part, living where I live, everybody hates the Patriots, or they love them. And I refer to the people that really love them down here as bandwagoners because... They're wearing, like, brand new jerseys all the time. It's like, yeah, hop on that bandwagon. Why don't you? Kind of like the Steeler fans. I'd prefer Patriots more than Steelers because I don't know. There's something about them Steelers fans down here that are just, oh, my God. I always make a joke because I heard this actually a while, long time ago, that I guess if you leave from Pittsburgh or around that area, this is the farthest you can get on one tank of gas, so this is where you decide to move. Like, you know, we're just going to drive south until we have to get gas, and that's where we're going to decide where we're going to stay. And so that's why we have all these douchebag people down here. But look at me being a hater towards that. But no, it's kind of like that. The Patriots, they've had all the success, so it's kind of at the point. It's like where I'm at. It's like, man, I don't care who's in the Super Bowl. Just not be the Patriots. And not be the Steelers. I would prefer it to be, sorry, I'm a Cowboys fan. You can kiss my ass. I also like the Saints. Kiss my ass there, too. I've liked them before both teams were successful. Of course, Cowboys have been, you know, they had success, of course, in the 70s and some of the 80s. I came into being a Cowboys fan when they went 1-15. And, of course, I was a Saints since, like, 94. So, I think, you know, safer assume I don't jump on the bandwagon. I actually picked the teams because of their uniforms at the time. I was like, I actually like these uniforms, you know. And just since then, it grew into a diehard fandom. You get tired of seeing it. But like I was saying, I get sick of seeing the same thing. So I understand why people are like, you know, I'm tired of seeing Hamilton, you know, winning. Or, you know, I get that. But I don't get the hate for him itself. Just like the hate for individual players on the Patriots, you know. I was a Brady fan when he was in Michigan. You know, he does have an arrogance, but he kind of deserves it. You know, it's deserved. And I'm sure he's a real nice guy, too. But people want to see something different. But I was starting this all about being Hamilton and people hating that. And now I'm already gone off the rails. But... And a lot of buts and uhs in this, so deal with that, too. I just get sick of it. Like, you know, why are we going to hate on a guy that's, you know, having success? You know, I get, you know, we want to see something different. But F1, as you all know, there's not a whole lot of difference. There, throughout history, there hasn't, you know, when you look at team-wise and success, it's always been, like, McLaren, Mercedes, and... Ferrari up front, and then you got the backmarkers, you know, the backmarker teams is what they refer to them as, throughout, you know, there's always been those teams. Now, granted, back in, you know, before the 80s and whatnot, you had a bunch of different teams' names have changed and swapped and blah, blah, blah. I'm not a historian on anything, so I can't really give you a full history. There's been a lot of the same in this sport, F1, for a very long time. When a team's on top, usually they have a top driver, and that driver is winning. You have to get over it. Just because they're winning doesn't mean the person is bad. And that's basically what I was just getting at, is Hamilton is not a bad person. And I'm so sick of this, you know, hate just because he's doing good and the team's doing good. Get over that, you know. It's going to change, you know. I think Red Bull is going to be back on the game here soon. They've obviously shown they are, you know, back to form in a way. You know, Max has been, you know, right up there. I believe he lost. I believe he won the last race, previous to this race today. So, like, that race was really good, and that's where my mind's at, too. It's like, I can't even remember. I know that there was, he won, I believe, last week or something like that. It was, I can't remember. But, you know, Hamilton wasn't first there, and I remember people saying, you know, thank God, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, my God, you asses. And then I was actually very happy for Vettel. He got third place again. He started, I want to say fifth or sixth. It was Verstappen, Hamilton, or Verstappen, Bottas, which is Hamilton's teammate, so to speak, Hamilton, Leclerc, and then Vettel. Yeah, so Vettel started fifth, and he made, like, the pass on his teammate with, like, the last couple of laps. Kind of did something similar to what, Hamilton did. So it was a good race, and I was very, very... It's been nice watching, you know, those type of races, but like I said, not sure if I'll be able to catch any more of them. I still got my old computer, so I might be able to, I guess, not really pirate, but there are sites out there that let you watch sports, you know, for free, to steal that little thing from Bill Burr there. Free! Yeah, so I might check them out on that, you know, try to catch the races on that. But then I'm tying myself down to one room, one monitor, and it's like, you know, I prefer to watch, you know, that type of thing on a TV and have a little bit of freedom, you know, whether, you know, so I can step away. I mean, you can, but, you know, you can kind of step away from the TV and still kind of gauge what's going on. But, you know, you leave a room with the computer where the computer's at, you know, then that's another thing. Don't have a laptop. Gave up on laptops about, well, since when I started doing gaming and stuff about 5 years ago now, maybe six. Granted, I wouldn't mind having a laptop, but at the same time, it's like, oh my, you know, that's free things. I have two PCs because the last PC was what I did my gaming on, and it just got to be, I could have upgraded it, but it was just like, you know, like I said, I think I said it on here, I'm not sure, but it was like I would have had to start fresh, but not in a way you want to start fresh. Like, you'd have to kind of like possibly lose a lot of stuff. So the way of getting a newer one without having to lose anything was what I decided to go with. Then I could still have the stuff that I need on that one before I decide. I've already decided I got to clean it up, get the stuff that I want to keep onto the one drive that I have. It's a good thing about an SSD drive is you can just unplug it and plug it in. So, you know, going to see about getting it put into here after I get what I want onto that drive and clean it up, refresh it, and possibly, you know, do a little upgrading to it, probably. You know, it's a five-year-old gaming PC, so it still can hold its own, but it's, you know, it doesn't run, like, nearly as good as it can. So, and of course, I owe that to me going with a dumb, stupid hard drive, you know, mechanical type deal instead of an SSD. So, you know, get another one of those SSDs and run it off of there type deals. But, you know, that's not a big priority because I think I fired it up a couple times, and that was just to get passwords for something off of that one too, stuff like that. So, but yeah, I'd want to clean that up and, you know, just basically not have anything on there. So in case, you know, I do, you know, something, I don't have to worry about, you know, losing stuff on it. But yeah, so that was my idea for the podcast today. Going on with me, well, I finally got, if you can't tell, still learning how to speak, so I kind of sound like there's more wetness to my talk. I hate that. There's more clicky stuff because I'm getting used to this crown. I had a crown put on one of my front teeth, and so now I got to get used to that. I just got used to the cap that was on it, other than you could really tell that it wasn't permanent. Like, there was, like, it felt like you could just, like, you could, you know, tongue at it. There was, like, a ridge that you could tongue at. This is obviously more of a permanent thing. And so now I'm just getting used to eating and everything like that. And that hasn't been fun the last week. I don't know what it is. I guess I'm just really dehydrated and not not like super dehydrated. Like I drink a lot of water and I've had some Gatorade the past couple of days. But like when it came to eating anything, I would just get, sick. I can't even drink. I have a nice berry blend V8 splash juice that's nice. It tastes good. But every time I even take a sip of it, like my stomach just starts turning. And that's kind of how it's been with anything. And I'm just like, I do not understand this at all. So I got to figure out something as far as like, you know, health wise. I gotta clean up my health a little bit. And unfortunately, I'm one of the people that I'm getting older and I'm realizing that. So that is obviously a reason why I can't continue on the way I have particularly. And it's also my body trying, like me realizing that and trying to do better. Like I bought a bunch of yogurt when I first had my root canal and temp put in, and I love yogurt, but I don't get it that much. And for, you know, about 4 or 5 days, I was just eating yogurt and mandarin oranges. I love mandarin oranges. And you know, just drinking water, getting, you know, little bits of bites of stuff here and there. And yeah, so I kind of, I guess, shocked my system with, I guess you'd kind of say, good stuff that also isn't really good for you when you start to pile it on like that. I mean, I wasn't eating like 5 things of yogurt a day. That's just, you're just asking for an issue. But, you know, usually maybe a yogurt in the afternoon, maybe a yogurt in the evening with a very, very little variety of stuff. Like, you know, I'd make myself rice or something. And I actually did good there for about a week. I was making myself rice and chicken, rice and like a steak, and you know, I say rice a lot because I, you know, rice goes with anything, and I love rice when it's with a variety of different stuff, or you know, even with the same like chicken, you know, you can always add different spices to chicken to kind of change it up, even though it's the same thing. And yeah, I need to get back to cooking for myself, but it's cooking for myself, you know. If I had somebody else to cook for, or you know, not for, but for us, it makes a little bit more sense to do that. But for me, it's just like, why am I going through all this trouble for just me? You know, I don't want to go for all, you know. And I know you got to look out for yourself. Like I was saying, you know, what's wrong with looking out for yourself? It's just, oh, the dishes that come with it. It's like, okay, again, I can understand if I'm doing it for somebody else, you know, okay, we're going to have dishes there. But I completely did every dish that I had. I cleaned every dish. Like, you know how you always kind of have maybe like a bowl or, you know, a cup somewhere after you do dishes. Because I actually have to do dishes. My dishwasher sucks ass. It does okay. You know, you usually kind of have to do a wipe down or even a little scrub on something afterwards. Because for some reason, some of the stuff will get extremely clean and other stuff just does not. It's an older dishwasher, so that's probably why. So I cleaned everything. And I was like, wow, this is great, man. So what did I do? I went out and I bought plastic cups. I bought plastic forks and, you know, basically, you know, stuff that you use when you're eating outdoors for barbecue and stuff. Because, hey, why should I have to, you know, it's just to me, it's a wiser thing, you know. You only have to clean up what you cook with. And after cooking a couple of things, it was like my dishes were completely piled up again. I'm like, it's just me. I'm not going through all this crap if like I got to pick up like and clean, you know, 4 things. This is just too much. So yeah, and it wasn't that. It was also kind of being just lazy, tired, coming home from work. You know, I don't get home late. I get home at 6:30, 7, depending on what time I leave. It does kind of suck because I have to fight through about 40, 45 minutes of traffic, sometimes 50. Again, depending on when I leave. So, you know, I get home, and it's like you just kind of want to relax for, and it's like, okay, just let me relax for, you know, 30 minutes. And then that 30 minutes turns into an hour. And next thing you know, it's like 8:30 at night, and you're like, I'm not going to go, and I'm not going to start cooking at this time. I'm just going to, you know, most of the time I get something quick to eat. Like, you know, I'll go to, you know, a fast food. I live off of what you call Fast Food Boulevard. And, you know, or I've gotten something at the store that you just throw in the microwave, whether it be, you know, a frozen meal or one of those kind of pre-prepped meals that you just heat and eat. Heat and eat, basically. That's the word, heat and eat. And, yeah, I just go out and I do that. So then I don't have to worry about it. But then, of course, you got a bunch of carbs and crap. And so, which, not bad for me. I do burn off a lot, and that's another problem with not eating more than maybe once a day. And usually when I do eat, it's that work at lunchtime. You know, I'll get like a Shomar's pita or something, and people are like, oh man, all the money you spend on fast food, you should go to the store. And it's like, I kind of did the math. It all kind of equals out. I can go to the store once and spend, you know, anywhere from $100 to $200 a week for, or not even a week, for probably, you know, 4 days of stuff, depending on what I buy, you know. Or I can go and I can spend, you know, $3 to $7 at a fast food place once a day for 5 days. You know, that's anywhere from, let's just say, $30 to $50 a week. So you tell me. Granted, you can go shopping. I mean, you get those super savvy deals. And I used to be able to do this when I was in a relationship a few years ago. You used to go and spend like $70-$80, and we would have food for a week and a decent amount of meal choices, you know. And I was really good at being able to, you know, spend this money and still not go crazy. But I don't know. It actually, I do know what happened. Prices changed. Prices went up. Like, that's one thing that me and the girlfriend at the time were talking about. Like, remember when we used to be able to go shopping and we used to be able to, like, get this, this, and this? And we would have, like, you know, we wouldn't have a plan going in exactly, but we would get what we needed for, you know, a week or week and a half of food for not a lot of money. And it's like, now it's like, yeah, I know what happened. Prices went up. Fucking shit's expensive now. Even chicken's at the point where it's like expensive for the most part. I do like those chicken legs. You get those leg quarters that come in like a 10-pound bag. You get home. The only downside is you have to buy like freezer bags. You get home and you take two out and put it in a freezer bag. Or even just aluminum foil, wrap them up, and then you just pull them out the day before you need them, put them in the fridge, and then you cook them that way. And I like that. A lot of people are like, I don't like to eat chicken when you have bone in it because it's too much work. It's like, I don't care. You know, if it's food, I'm going to eat it. And, you know, that's what I've told people. For the most part, like, what do you like to eat? It's like, I don't know. It's just nothing super disgusting, you know? How about that? Not a lot of Asian stuff. How about that? You know, I can do, you know, shrimp romaine and chicken romaine and stuff like that. Or, you know, the chicken, as we always know, is a gamble of what it is. It's pretty much probably cat, which I've come to the conclusion that a lot of time it probably is, because it doesn't quite taste like chicken sometimes. You ever notice that? Doesn't quite taste like chicken. And why is it shaped so weird? Where are they getting this weird chicken from? A lot of people are like, oh, it's because they dice up tenders. And then I've seen tenders diced up and, you know, cut into weird doesn't really look like chicken still. It could still be chicken. I'm not saying it isn't. But at the same time, I'm not saying I haven't eaten cat before. And if I have, you know, cats are kind of tasty with romaine. But I love kitties. So I don't want to think about that. I don't. And it's no coincidence that the jobs I used to work at, there was always accompanied with, always, I worked at a grocery store, and always in the grocery store, next to it, or close, very close by, is a Chinese restaurant. And I've seen cats at some points, wandering around, and then the next week, I don't see those cats anymore. So, I'm not saying that they use cat, but you've probably eaten cat. And it's sad to say, too, because like I said, I'm an animal lover. But at the same time, my current job, I see a lot of stray cats at these shops, you know, these what we call holes, places where there's like 20 shops attached to this one building. You know, there's cats wandering around. And what's nice to see, though, is some of these shops do have food for them. I went to one shop and there was a couple cats and I'm like, oh my God, I need to take these cats and get them someplace where they're getting taken care of. And then I go into the shop and I see like a wall of cat food and like what do you call it? Well, cat food and the other cat food, the wet food and the canned cat food. There we go. That's what we're looking for. And you know, I've seen that and I'm like, oh, they are kind of taking care of this. They are kind of giving these cats what they need. And then there's some shops that, you know, they'll order, you know, ice melt, and it's like, it's 95 fucking million degrees outside. What are they ordering? And it's like, you get there and like, yeah, if you put this down in front of the doors and around our area, the cats don't like it. It makes them itchy if they come over, so they don't come to here. It's like, okay, at least you're not being mean and trying to, like, you know, hit him over the head with one of your ratchets or something. Speaking of sad stuff, you guys ready to hear some more sad stuff about a cat? I've just started to get over this. Driving down the road to make a delivery, and, well, actually, no, I wasn't. I was going to lunch because I was in my car. I was going to lunch, and I'm on this seven-lane road. It's seven lanes because there's three lanes on each side, but on our side, there's also a merge lane. So it's a busy area, a busy section, intersection area. I mean, the whole thing, the whole place that I drive on, you end up at an intersection every 4 feet. And there was a Jeep ahead of me with the windows down. Wasn't thinking anything of it. It was ahead, but in the lane to the left of me, probably about four of my car lengths. And all of a sudden, I see something fly out of it, hit the ground, and start rolling and rolling, doing this weird, I'm like, what kind? And it just looked like a bunch of rat or a rag or a towel or something. But I've, like, you know, never seen something like this before in my life roll like that. And all of a sudden, it stands up and it runs to the left, which is going into oncoming traffic. I say oncoming traffic, there wasn't a whole, there was cars coming, but it wasn't, like, you know, just tons. And I realized when it got up and, like, you know, that jumped out of this vehicle at like 35, 40 miles an hour. Now, I say jumped because that's what I want to think, because I really don't think if people are ditching an animal, they're going to do it at a busy intersection. And yeah, I just don't think they would, you know, ditch an animal. And I mean, people are low life pieces of shit sometimes, but I just do not think that somebody would take the chance of, you know, hey, this person just dumped a cat. Let's get to, you know, I could, you know, easily, I could have been like, hey, it was a dark blue Jeep. And if, had I not have been watching the cat and slowing down, I couldn't stop. If I could have stopped to do something, I would have. But if I had stopped, I was in the middle of this four-lane thing. And if you don't know this road, people, they have no tolerance for anything. You could, you know, be laying on the side of the road from, you know, some sort of accident, and these people would be honking and telling you to get the fuck out of the way. That's the type of people that I deal with on this area. You know, just nobody has any fucking, you know, anything for anybody. You know, it doesn't matter. You can be, like I said, you could be sitting at a light, the light turns green, and if you don't move within a half a second of that light going green, you got somebody honking at you. So I slowed down, like, you know, because, and, you know, the cat's rolling forward, obviously, so I wasn't, you know, about to hit it. And I was also thinking to myself, you know, what the hell is this thing slowing down, and which way do I need to go to avoid this when it finally stops? Well, when it finally kind of stopped, stood on all fours and shook itself real quick and then ran, I was like, holy shit, that is a cat that just jumped out of that freaking vehicle. And again, why do you have your windows down if you got a cat? Again, that leads to other things of maybe it was in a cage, and you know how some cats freak out when they actually can get out of a cage. Like, how the heck did you manage to get out of this thing? And jumped out? The person just stupid thinking, like, you know, oh, like a dog can sit in a vehicle and not jump out. Now, I know some, you know, dogs can jump out of vehicles, but a lot of them, you know, either because they are that faithful, you know, they kind of just stay. They just stay inside the vehicle. Usually you don't have your windows down to where they can get out to begin with. Or they have, you know, some sort of leash. So you can kind of let them roam around. But, you know, when it comes to jumping out, they ain't going to be able to. Or somebody else transporting the cat. You know, somebody else was in the vehicle with the driver and was, you know, maybe it was taking it to the vet from the vet. And they were, you know, just holding it, and it freaked out and jumped. Or it was in a cage, and there was a kid like, oh, let's play with the kitty, let me check it. And then the cat just, you know, scurried out of there. Or, you know, again, somebody's checking on the cat in the cage. You know, maybe the cat was doing something. You think, oh, I can just open the cage a little bit, and it flies out. So it flew out. It was alive when it got up and ran. I don't know what happened to it then. The vehicle, again, another reason why I don't think they were throwing it out, tried to find a spot to get off and, you know, get to the cat. Unfortunately, again, at this area, it's not good to do, you know, if you can't get across lanes to get off. Just, it's just a shitty situation. That cat is, as far as I know, they never got it back. because when I drove back through after I picked up my lunch, like, I wanted to, I kept telling myself, maybe you should turn around, but every time I thought about it, I was like, by this point, that cat has gotten off the side of the road, and it's just jetted. It's jetted and ran until it realizes it has no fucking clue where it is, and sometimes that takes a cat a while, because I've seen a cat before when I went camping, and we took my sister's cat with us, and she took off running, and my parents, my dad, my sister, well, my dad had to chase this cat for I don't know how long before the cat, our cat, realized, I don't know where I'm at, you know, I'm not at home. So, yeah, I don't know what happened there. It was sad, but, you know, hopefully the feline is, you know, still around. I still look when I go through that area, like, you know, am I going to see this? It was kind of like a white with some brown on it. It was more white, like one of them cute little dainty girl kitties. I don't know if it was a girl, though. Another sad thing was I saw the animal control a few days ago trying to, along with this couple that were, you know, pulled over trying to get this dog. It had a leash on it. I know this dog very well. I don't know it very well, but I've seen this dog a lot. And they were trying to, you know, the animal control was throwing treats at it, trying to get it close so they could grab it and take it in. It belonged to a homeless guy, or at least that's what I know, because every time I'd see this guy, this dog was with him. This guy never had to grab the leash. Like, this dog stayed with him. What I remember, because I see this guy all the time, you know, multiple times a day with this dog, and this dog was amazing. It just shows how animals, especially dogs for the most part, because that's what you see a lot, are very, you know, loyal. I'm getting kind of choked up because I'm trying to think about what happened to this guy. I haven't seen him. He was, you know, he'd be walking around and waiting to cross traffic. The dog would walk, you know, be just behind him or maybe just ahead, and would always be making sure, you know, he was always watching him. If he'd move just a little bit or he'd go to walk, the dog would stand up and get ready to walk and realize, oh, he's not walking. I'm going to sit back down and wait till we can cross the street safely. And never was more than a couple of feet away from the guy. Like I said, this guy never had he had a collar on the dog and a leash, but never had to hold the leash. So it kind of like the dog, I mean, the dog probably knew he wasn't holding the leash, but at the same time, I think the leash was kind of like a, you know, he got used that this is what it was. So this hobo and his dog, hobo with a shotgun reference, kind of, I guess you'd say. It's a movie, very weird, but not weird, but kind of, it's just a good movie. I think you should check it out. Yeah, this dog was by himself, and the guy was nowhere to be seen, and I haven't seen the guy since, or the dog, because obviously animal control got the dog. Hopefully the dog finds, you know, they find it a good home. This dog was cute. Like, I thought to myself, too, you know, hey, dude, if you want this dog to not be, you know, homeless, you know, anymore, then I'll take him, because he was a good pupper. Didn't look malnourished, you know, didn't look like, you know, a homeless dog, other than being a little dirty, you know, obviously. But, you know, he looked like he was fed, like his master, owner, his friend, I guess you'd say, took care of him. But yeah, I kind of wonder what happened to that guy. And there's a lot of homeless people around this area, you know, a lot of beggars and stuff like that. Kind of wonder, you know, what happened to the guy. You know, it's kind of sad. And where the dog was, like, you know, I should have stopped and said, hey, I don't know this dog, he belongs to this homeless guy. Where's this homeless guy? You guys need to probably be looking for this homeless guy as well, because this is the dog. And if this guy just didn't straight up leave the dog, he was probably close by, just because, you know, this dog would stay beside him. And it was a fieldy, grassy area, so I'm not trying to say that there's a dead body probably in this area, but I just wish I had stopped and gave some information. But again, I'm at work, and work is just, I don't know, they become weird when it comes to you making, you know, a detour from where you normally go. Like, there's been a couple times I've actually had to stop and put air in a tire of one of the vehicles, and I expected to get back and then be like, why did you stop at this gas station? It's like, because you guys don't fucking fill these fucking trucks up with air when they need them. Yeah, so, I don't know what happened. Just, like I said, hopefully, Animal Control got the dog, and they don't put it down. Hopefully, they, you know, clean it up and find it a home. And hopefully, the homeless guy just, you know, got separated one day from him. And is doing well. That's what I hope. That's what I hope. So, went from a weird... This was a weird cast. There wasn't anything about, like, anything funny or interesting. Which I hope to get into. I don't know what I need to do to make this a little bit more. But like I said, I was hoping that, you know, I could, you know, stem into some stuff. You know, I think I'm going to get into a little bit of life experience and stuff like that. Things that have, you know, me growing up and stuff. I didn't really want to get super personable. Just kind of have that, you know, air of mystery about me. But, you know, there's nothing really mysterious about me other than me just being a quiet person in real life for the most part. Unless I really know you or, you know, you're watching a stream. Well, I said stream, watching a video from my YouTube channels. But I hope to pick that up here again soon. I've been, you know, doing my gaming channel, but I'm talking about my, my car, food, whatever the heck it is. I want to get that going. I found I didn't find, but I, you know, heard about this site where you can kind of get a look at some cars without having to buy them and test drive, you know, stuff like that. So, hopefully I'll be able to get that going. I had a friend trying to give me advice on how to, you know, do my channel. And it's like, I already know how I need to do my channel, dude. It's just, you know, there's a lack of funds to do the stuff I want to do with the channel. So I make do with what I got. So that's how that is. But yeah, like I said, if you have any questions, anything, topic you kind of want me to talk about that's within reason, you know, you can email me. I think you can message me. I believe my email is on the sites that Anchor shoots it out to, including Anchor itself, you know, in the description. But Bushy, B-U-S-H-Y, free@yahoo.com is where you can get a hold of me. Send me in things. Leave me comments, stuff like that, you know, if you can on any of these places. I don't know if you can really leave comments on Spotify, but Spotify is one of the bigger streaming things that this is on. Again, Anchor, I think it's on Spreaker, or I don't even know where we're at right now. I gotta get back on Anchor and see if they've put my podcast anywhere else. I'm trying to get it back on iHeartRadio. I don't know if that's gonna work. Like I said, I started out with a place that put it on there, and then I, you know, switched over to this, and this was already shooting me out to those places, so I think maybe it got, you know, filed away as no because it was already on there at the time. So I gotta figure that out. But yeah, you know, you can, if whatever you're listening on, if there's a way to upgrade it, share it, you know, that really helps. Tell your friends about it, where they can get them a link somehow. And again, like I said, you want any questions or comments, if they allow it on those places, definitely leave something. I appreciate it. But definitely the most way that I can guarantee I'll get at it and see it is through the email itself, bushy343@yahoo.com. And I'm just going to go ahead and end it here because, you know, we're about 45 minutes into it. You know, depending on what I got to do to take out, I coughed a couple times. So be able to stretch it down a little bit more. I don't really want to ramble on for over an hour when it comes to just this. But I do know that not a lot of people are, especially me, when I listen to somebody, I've been listening to this one podcast and he tries to keep it about 30 minutes. And it's like, dude, enjoy your shit so much. Go on for a couple hours. But, you know, he thinks that people don't have time attention spans. And I know some people don't, but like me, I work and I can listen to this while I work, you know, when I have a vehicle that has Bluetooth. Because we're not supposed to have our phones in the front of the vehicle, so I don't. But when I have a Bluetooth available, I'll have it hooked up to that and the phone will sit in the box that it's supposed to sit in or whatever when you're driving. But anyway, yeah, I'm just going to leave that there. Basically what I was just saying is I don't really want to go too high over an hour when it's not like a specific topic that's fun to talk about when I'm just trying to come up with things at the top of my head, try to keep it as short as possible. So yeah, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. Like I said, you know, you can hit me up through the email if you have any questions, comments, complaints, doesn't matter. Just share it out there and let people know about the It Cast. Yeah, I mean, that's all I gotta say. So until the next one, guys, take care. Peace.